Who needs pants?
I don't like pants.
When you got a gobbler sitting next to you. Yeah.
What's a gobbler? I learned something new today.
I reach over and eat her snacks. What you saw, nasty?
You got snacks in your pocket?
Mouthful of hair. Okay. Here we go.
Oh, shit.
All right, here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I want to know your name, man. I want to know if you got a man. I want to know. I want to know everything. I want to know your number, man. If I can come over in. I want to know you.
I want to know what you're all about.
I want to know. I want to know what makes you laugh.
I want to know about your past. I want to know how you move. I want to know so I can move too.
I want to know.
But you're telling me I'm just a friend.
Telling me I'm just a friend. Oh, baby, you.
Oh, baby, you.
Got what I need.
Got what I need.
You say I'm just a friend. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to No Shades of Podcast. I'm Tim Chantarongso.
I'm Ricky Schutz.
And I'm Nikki Blades.
What's up, y'all? We're going to take a swig of this sake. You know why?
Why?
Guess why, Nikki Blades?
Why?
Hold on a second. I'm going to take my swig.
Just go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Ugh. It's good too.
Why?
Because this episode is pretty much the 5-year anniversary of the No Chaser podcast.
Oh my God.
Holding a bit.
Wow.
How's about that?
How's about it? What 5 years, yes.
And what a blessing we're all here to
celebrate.
We're
all in this together.
And guess what?
What?
Guess what?
What?
Because it's a special occasion. As you know, we've already dropped this No Chaser League t-shirt with all of us on here with our superpowers.
First merch.
That's right. We got me, Super Me, with the super chili dick firepower.
Uh-huh.
We got Rick with the ice cold dick power.
Because it's together.
And we got Nikki Blaze with her super titty power.
That's right. God, I still remember when we were making this. They're like, we're going to make your boobs.
So get you one at goodiebrand.com. And not only that, to commemorate, we got these Bow No Chaser snapbacks.
Mm-hmm.
They fit great, by the way, goodiebrand.com. And guess what, guys? For my smokers out there, the podcast is also sponsored by Freeze Pipe. They got these very sexy, very cool bongs. If y'all get down like that, we got a No Chaser discount for y'all. Link in the description.
Ooh.
Check it out. Look how sexy that is.
Shiny.
Use it.
That is nice.
Smoke your substances or put it in your pussy or asshole.
Don't.
You can. You can. Don't tell them don't when you can.
Okay.
Trust me.
Read the disclaimer on the box. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it says don't put it in your holes.
Probably. Look how cool it is though, right?
Seriously though, do not put it in
your
bed.
Don't, please don't.
No, no. Don't do that. I saw a meme earlier. It was this dude. He was like on the floor and his junk was glowing.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And it was like, when I put the glow stick in my pee hole and break it,
I said that to someone last night. Yeah. But dope. So we got a discount for them?
We should for the bongs.
Yeah.
Yes. There should be a discount code in the description below.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Well then I want a discount too.
Oh.
That shirt is now $25.
Whoa!
Let's make the hat $25 too.
Okay.
The hat is $25.
Yeah.
The shirt is $25.
You know what? The shirt you had on the last episode.
The No I'm Saying shirt. Yeah. Whoa, I didn't even promote that shit.
Let's drop that. And let's make that $25 too.
Oh.
5 years, $25. Cause we can't make it $5 for
no,
y'all.
No, we can't do that.
These shirts say, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm trying to say that less. That was my resolution like 3 years in a row. I'm going to say, no, I'm saying less. Uh-huh. It failed.
Didn't work.
No, I'm saying. Goodiebrand.com.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Available now. These are still available. They not $25.
No, but they're not. These are.
I take the price down a little bit.
Okay.
Just go to goodybrand.com right now. We got some stuff. $25, not
$25.
Bang. Bang.
Wow.
Don DeMarco. Yeah.
5 years. In the 5 years, Tim had 2 kids. And what have we done?
I ain't done shit.
Yeah, I got no babies. No babies.
Hey, and you know what? You know what I also have, though? You know what I also have?
What?
Gray motherfucking hair as a result of these two babies.
Yeah.
Me too. Because I'm old.
You're like blaming the children.
Because of the babies. But I'm sleeping less, but it's been great.
Aww.
It's been great. Veda just turned 3.
Wow. How was that? How does it make you feel?
It's crazy, Nikki Blades, mm-hmm. because 2 to 3 is such a drastic change, especially, I'll put it to you like this. Also, Veda's a genius, high key. And you know, a lot of people say that about their children's.
Okay.
But we were, I was dropping Veda off at daycare the other day, right? And her teacher was like, oh, I see we have a birthday coming up. I'm like, yeah, that's right. Veda, how old you about to be, baby? She was like 3. And the teacher was like, shook. She looked at us, she was like, she's still 2? I was like, yeah. And I was like, she's a genius, right? Kind of joking. She's like, well, she's very advanced. And she turned to her new assistant who like hadn't met Veda yet. She was like, speak so clearly, potty trained, will debate with you. Not even 3 yet. And I was like, damn, okay. Because you don't know when you just got a kid, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's so funny. You guys walk out, she's like, and that's how you keep getting the money,
right.
Girl.
They fall for it every time.
Like, make sure you say that to every single
one. When they say how old they are, go, oh my God.
Well, but here's the thing, though. It's like,
he's only 8.
He's potty trained. He speaks so well. And no, no. Even debate with
no, she
you.
Has to tweak it. She's like, not even 3. Uses diapers, can say goo goo and gaga, drools only 6 hours a day.
This kid is not a follower, I tell you that. I tell you that.
So unique. So unique.
Dances to the own of the tune of their own weird song, I tell you.
You love it. Ooh, creative genius.
Yeah, we began to realize that because, you know, we would kind of see other kids that were like, oh, yeah, they're dumb. And you know, I had to realize that, oh, it's not that other people's kids are dumb. Mine is smart. You know what I'm saying? And I look at life in that way. I've said this before, but like, I don't know if I've said this to you around you, Nikki Blaze, but you know how you get really irritated at stupid comments online,
mm-hmm.
and you get frustrated, like, God, why is everybody so dumb? And it will weigh on you because you're like, God, how are people so stupid,
yes.
right? I had the realization a long time ago, and this has saved me a lot of stress. It's not that people are dumb. It's not that the world is dumb.
Mm-hmm.
It's that we are better. We are smarter and better. And we can't be mad at dumb people for living as dummies. They can't help that.
Okay.
So the best way to approach it is be like, I feel bad for you that you're not on my level.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And that will keep you from getting mad. It will, if anything, it fills you with pity.
Yeah. And then I took it a step further.
Okay.
Because I'm like, oh, damn, he's onto something here.
Mm-hmm.
But also, they are dumb. And I am mad at them for being dumb.
Two truths can exist at the same time. I'm
just
better.
Just kidding, dumb people. I'm not mad.
I'm smart and they're dumb.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But yeah, Veda's changed so much in the past year. It's a fucking trip. It's crazy. She like, you know, I can actually really like talk to her now. And it's wild, man. It's a lot. It's super rewarding. It's cool. You know what I'm saying? I enjoy it. And the fact that she'll probably be in school, like school, start school in September. And so even now when I'm like, you know, they'll say, all right, don't baby him too much, blah, blah, blah. Mm. I'm like, man, nah, she about to be gone every day in a few months. I'm about to baby the shit out of this girl, man. I don't give a fuck. So whatever she wants to get picked up all the time, fuck it. Yeah, let's go.
my niece is now, I think she's 10. So my niece is 10, and that is the one that she runs up to me every time she sees me. She's super loving, very, very cuddly, but she's a tall kid. My niece and I are almost the same height. She wears all my clothes. So I try to treat her as much like a baby as possible and just really love on her. Well, recently she kind of been, you know, a little getting into that preteen kind of vibe every once in a while. She'll see me and then kind of like, hey, and then go away. Mm. Well, my sister's, you know, my other niece, which is my sister's fiance's daughter, she's older. So I've been kind of low-key kicking it with her a little bit more, talking about clothes and things like that. And I didn't realize that my niece was picking up on it. Mm. So I had gone from babying my niece no matter what, and that was like my number one priority, to kind of be like, oh, I'm gonna give her some space. And I thought that she just wanted it, and I was hanging out with my other niece. Mm. And my sister told me the other day, and I almost cried. She was like,
why isn't Auntie Nikki?
She said, why isn't Auntie Nikki hanging out with me like she used to? And I was like, wait, what? And I had no idea, because you know, these kids, sometimes you're thinking that, oh, they're just getting too cool. Yeah, she got her head, she got her friends, she's talking about boys. And I'm like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. Mm. And then the older one, we were just, it was just easy to talk to. Mm-hmm. And so when my sister told me that, I was like, damn, I knew I always wanted to keep treating Mia, my niece, like that way and to baby her. And when I tried to like let her be a little bit older and give her her space, she was like, my auntie don't love me. I swear, I was like, oh my God, no, that's what I never wanted to feel. Mm-hmm. Now, do you feel like one day Beta and or your son is going to be like, Dad, don't baby me no more? Are you worried about that?
Well, Beta already kind of does that.
Really?
Yeah, because now that she knows she can do shit, she'll be like, or should we go, we will go downstairs? She's like, don't hold me. I can do it myself. She's like, I'm big girl. I'll do it myself, right? Mm-hmm. Or she'll be like, you know, she'll be like, she knows she's taller and she can reach shit. Shit she couldn't reach.
Dad, move out of my way.
She'll do this, right? She'll literally, I'll be like, oh, baby, let me get that for you. She goes, no, I'm a big girl. I can reach it. Look, I can touch it now. I can touch it now. Above the counter. So she's already, that's in her. You feel me? To be like, no, I'm good. I'm good. Let me do it. Let me do it. And then she like, you know, fucking eats shit. But like, it's like, you gotta let him do it, right?
Right.
But I tell you this though, in terms of getting a little attitude, that's starting already too. Uh-huh. Beta did some shit. I didn't tell you about this, dog. I forgot. She did some shit the other day. I was like, yo. She was talking to Chia, and Chia was trying to tell her to do something. And Beta was like, you know, Chia was trying to tell her to wash her hands or some shit. She was like, no. And just stared at her.
What? I want to. Did she square up with your wife?
And just was standing on a chair staring at Chia. And Chia was trying to look like, look back at her, but then Chia couldn't help but like chuckle. And I'm like, you just lost.
Damn.
Stared at her. And Beta was still like in her face like, and I was like, all right, baby, you're not doing that, all right?
Yeah, it's like with the dogs. You got to stare at them until the dog looks away. And if the dog looks away first, then you win. But if you look away first, you lose.
Yeah, bro, she's squared up on Chia.
Ooh.
Got to push her.
Something, dog.
I'm terrified of my mom. My mom made that real clear very early on in life. I do not square up with my mother. Yeah. I will not do that ever to my mom. I think I did it once and got the knocked out of me. And I would never do it again. But my sister is fearless. Yeah. My sister will tell my mom, what you gonna do? Hit me? Wow. And my mom is like, oh my God. And then she's just so thrown off by it that she can't. I'm just like, I got, why did I get the abuse?
I mean, I'm pretty sure you could take her now, dude.
No. I'm pretty sure I could have taken my mom back then. Yeah, but
they get that mental edge and make you second guess yourself.
I for sure wasn't. But it was crazy because my sister had that, like, no fear. But they're super close. My sister and my mom were way closer than we were. I treated mom like that was mom. Mm. So there was that respect in that space, right? Like, I did as I was told. I never really threatened her authority or tried to test it at all. Mm. But my sister would always do that. And I would be in the background going, oh, she's going to get smacked. And my mom never did it. So I wonder how Chia is going to navigate this space with, I mean, you don't have to, not saying put your hands on your baby, but there's always a moment where it's like the mom established dominance, but I wonder how that balance is going to come, like in what way.
Nah, Chia is definitely the one to yell before me, you know what I'm saying? Chia don't take no shit. I be taking shit, bro. I need to boss up a bit on my daughter.
But wait, but when your son, how much you want to bet Tim's gonna have all the bass in his voice?
Oh, I'm already like,
you have all the bass in your voice. Like, let alone, what if he's taller than you? What if your son is taller than
you? He probably will be, because he's already fucking big as shit, man. He's so heavy already. He's fucking big, dog. And like, I do like baby him a little less when, you know, when Vader was that age. I babied Vader. I'm more like, you good. You good, man. You good. You got this, bro. Mm-hmm. You got this. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. We'll see. I feel like, you know, and everyone says this, that there's like a stage in every son's. I don't know what the daughter, I guess you just told us, but like every son, I feel, kind of has that one day, that one story where you kind of like push back, like just kind of challenge your dad's authority a bit. Like everyone has that one moment where your dad's like, oh, I guess he's not my little boy anymore. You know what I'm saying? And I
gotta beat his ass. Yeah. Now I'm gonna have to punch you.
Our boy Kevin had this story from high school. You remember the story we told his mom he was a grown ass man? Kev had this story where he told his mom he was like 15 or 13, some shit like that. He's like, no, I'm not doing it. I'm a grown ass man, right?
Yeah.
His mom punched him in the chest. He started crying.
Listen. Hell, mom's no joke, man.
I love she a would no just, joke, mama.
She just punch us just because. She just walked by. Shut up, Nick. Yo, what's wrong with your mom, man? What's your mom? What y'all doing? You can't hit her back. You can't
right, you can't, do anything about it.
And she was heavy-handed. Like, damn, man.
Now, Uncle Rick, I got a question. Now, as an auntie, I hate to say this, but I do have my favorites. I do have one baby that I love more than the other. I try my best to equally spread out my love, but it is very true. My babies already know. Yeah. But Uncle Rick, how are you going to navigate the space? Do you think that you're going to like one baby more than the other?
I don't think so. Because I have two, like, blood nephews, mm-hmm. and there's no like favoritism between them.
Good for them.
But they're like, one's 16 and one is 7.
Oh, that's a big, that's, you know, a big age difference.
But yeah, I never, so I don't think I was doing that. Between these two, I like you. Yeah. I like Vader. I don't, it's not like a Q crawling towards me again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're both fun. I like both of Eric's babies. Uh-huh. Who else got children? Chris's daughter, I've only met her once. Mm-hmm. But she was cool.
Okay.
I like Chloe and I haven't met the twins. Mm. Gabby. Yeah, I like all the babies.
See, I was being real honest with my friend one day. And I feel like you got to do that sometimes because, you know, I don't like everybody's kids. Mm. I really don't. Not all kids are created equal, just like their parents.
Mm-hmm.
And
this
normally,
is true.
You know, they're not. There's some parenting styles that I don't agree with. So I don't even know how to be around the children.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed that. With some of my family and how they parent their kids. And I'm like, oh, I like this one because I know how to act around them, what they can and can't do. And then there's one baby that is, I don't know what to do with it. Like, I really don't. And I feel so bad because I'm just like, you're too much to where I don't want to be around you.
How old?
Old enough.
Oh, God.
Old enough that talks a lot.
Ah.
A lot.
That's where we're going to find out.
Okay.
when they're 7.
Yeah. So mind you, like my babies that I'm around are, my babies are old enough to have attitude to where they say some stuff sometimes and I'm like, wow, what I was thinking in my head and what I want to say out of my mouth, you got to filter.
Yeah.
Because some of these kids just say some stuff and I'm like, oh my God, that's your mom. You act like your mom.
Yeah. But also it's kind of different with uncle.
Okay.
Like, there's a built-in fear there.
Oh, okay.
Even though, like, my older, he's taller than me now, mm-hmm. but he still knows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So, they don't push.
Yeah.
Speaking of fear, I was feeling a little bad today because, mind you, right, like I said, I be going light, especially with Vader, right? I kind of let her get away with some shit. Chia runs that shit with a strong hand.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so this morning, Vader took a little pee-pee. I wiped her butt, whatever. And so she's like, I don't want to wash my hands, right? Because we trying to make sure you wash your hands every time you pee.
Yes.
But in my head, I'm like, yeah, she didn't touch nothing. Like, I got to wash your hands. That's cool. Whatever. Let's go play, right? Chia was like, Vader, wash your hands. Wash your hands, right? So Vader runs to me, right? We go into the room because I was like, all right, we're going to wash our hands in my bathroom, whatever. But she was like, I don't want to wash my hands. I don't want to wash my hands. I'm like,
got to.
I'm like, All right, let's get in the bed, man. It's good. So we're chilling, cuddling and shit, right? We're just cuddling. She's like, I don't want you, my. And she's like, let's hide from mommy. Let's hide from mommy.
Oh my God.
She puts the blanket over us. We're chilling. I'm like, I feel bad.
You suck.
You
dude.
Gotta make her wash her hands.
I know. But I'm like, in my head, I'm like, she's right though. She didn't touch anything.
No,
it's not, that's not what it's for.
And then it's you two, because I'm telling you this as a daddy's girl. Me and my mom, it was no matter what, go straight to dad. And dad was going to make sure that I could do whatever I wanted. But that caused a big rift between my mom and I, because she was like, you little shit. You always go to your dad when I tell you something. But then when you need something and you know your dad's going to say no, you want to try and play with me?
Right, right.
No. So, ooh, you just got to.
I know.
Even the smallest things.
I know. You're right. I know.
Because what's going to happen one day, Veda's going to be that girl. That's like, well, I didn't touch anything. And she's leaving and everybody's looking like, wow, Veda didn't wash her hands. And she's like, my dad told me if I don't touch nothing, then I don't got to wash my hands. And
she's going to be the one not wiping.
Your pee-pee fingers.
So that she doesn't have to wash her hands.
Yeah,
see?
True.
You got to instill this now before she's the one leaving the bathroom and all the girls are going, oh my God, Veda did not wash her hands.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, she's like her dad.
Oh my gross. God, so gross.
Oh no, I always, even if I don't wash my
They're
hands.
They're going to think you're gross.
Look. They're going to be like, we saw the episode.
Even if I got company over and I don't feel like washing my hands, I'll run the sink for a few seconds.
Splash.
Don't even splash. Just let that shit run. And then I do this. All right, y'all, what you want to eat?
Okay. What you want to eat? I'm cooking it. Y'all want sandwiches?
It's all in there.
Spaghetti, hand spaghetti.
Yeah, I want a pickle. Y'all want a pickle with your sandwich? Oh, hand spaghetti.
There are some bathrooms that have the sinks in them. And I always wonder if I wash my hand in this bathroom and they see me walk out and not touch the main sink, are they going to know that I wash my hand?
I always go to the main sink.
Fear.
Yeah, it's terrible when you know someone just shitted and you see them walk right past the sink.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
I'd be wanting to scream.
Yeah,
man.
So gross.
I started doing a thing on Twitter. Whenever I saw someone not wash their hands, I would tweet, anybody in Glendale right now, 40-something-year-old white dude, orange shirt, just peed, did not wash hands, alert, do not handshake, do not shake hands with this person. And it kind of became a little thing. Every time someone saw that, they would tweet it at me, I would retweet it, alert, motherfucking in Monrovia, Asian dude in a baby blue FUBU jersey, did not wash hands, got the shit in.
It's real specific, with a neck tattoo.
Yeah, you got to be specific, you know? Nah, you're right.
You gotta. Damn.
Because I don't want her to especially be like, you know, let me go to daddy. Like, not disobey mom and go to daddy. Okay. Like, I don't want that.
Your almost 3-year-old is ready to square up with her mom now. You gotta have a united front with this, because she's already testing the waters.
This is facts, you know. Ooh. Well, you know, she's an Aquarius.
I don't know anything about them.
Hey, Aquarii in the comments, let us know. What do y'all do? What are your characteristics? What do I have to look for?
I'll beat the shit out of my mom.
Look, son. I don't ever wash hands. I'll beat the shit out of my mom.
I remember I beat my mama with my unwashed hands. Oh,
God. Bitch got pink eye and black eye. Pink eye.
I'm a girl.
Said what?
I'm a girl.
Yeah. So yeah, let me not start building bad habits. Right now. You guys are totally right, man. You know, it's just tough, man.
He just want to win, though. That's
I know.
The thing.
He wants
to win. Parent of this.
Yes, he wants Veda to love him more.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, not gonna lie, she's been pretty obsessed with dad lately. It's been pretty sweet. You know what I'm saying? It's been pretty cool, man.
I yelled at my dad the other day.
Wow. And you feel bad about it, huh?
I still feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
But he deserved it.
Oh, all right. Well,
I don't want to go into the full details, but let me tell you, there's a day when the daddy's girl, and some of the currents get moved, and you're like, wow, dad is a man. He is merely just a man. And he's going to disappoint you at one point in your life.
Like all men do.
But dad, yeah, and I'm not going to lie, I still feel terrible about it.
You always feel bad about yelling at your parents, even when yes. they deserve it. You know, you think back like, I could have said this differently, but God damn it, they deserved it.
Right. Just
well, I've never yelled at my parents. Send really long, scathing text messages, uh-huh. but there was no yelling, so I don't feel bad about that. You know what you did.
Right. It was one, you know, like I started off real calm, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden I was like, I felt betrayed. Mm. And it was the craziest feeling. Like, I've gotten, you know, I've like argued with my boyfriends or whatever, and that's never, I never really felt bad about that. But my dad, I told my dad he disappointed me, and I still ain't been able to sleep right.
Oh, wow. Oh,
I know. My sister, though, was like, hey, I've been sleeping great. I called her today to be like, are you doing all right? She's like, I've been sleeping like a baby. She said, I said what I needed to say. And I was like, good for you.
Well, I'll tell you what's fucked up, man. You're talking about sending scathing messages to your parents. Here's what's fucked up. When you feel bad, when you had sent a nice text message to your parents, but because they don't speak English like that, they take it as disrespect. I said something to my mom, dog. She was like, she was asking me for some favor, right? Sending me little fucking cute puppy emojis and shit. She always sends that shit when she wants a favor. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, and I forget sometimes that there's a low-key language barrier, especially through the text, right? I was like, what do you need? She thought I was like, what do you, she thought it was on some like, what? Tone. What yeah. do you want? You yeah. know what I'm saying? She hit me with a dot, dot, dot on some like, oh. And I'm like, no, now I got to try and in broken tie explain. Yeah. It was all bad, man. It was like, and I'm like, why are you making me feel bad about yeah. trying to do stuff for you?
Yeah, I need to know what you need so I can get it. I'm trying to give it to you. Yeah.
It's a struggle, man. Don't have no Asian moms. Man.
Yeah, I was about to say, don't have parents.
I don't know what my dad's excuse is. English is our first language, but he types like it's not.
He's a man. Men don't know how to text.
He's hitting me with the Cam Newton text. I'm like, Dad, what is this?
Please, you're a bad texter too. What do you
I'm
mean?
I'm a horrible texter. So imagine two bad texters. My dad is texting me in pidgin and I'm reading it in regular English. And I'm just like, are you just misspelling
and
everything?
And replying with one word.
Right. I know.
No, it'd be days where I'm, yeah, for real.
But I know that Tim hates when you don't acknowledge his jokes or you don't like LOL at some of his stuff. And I'll get a voice memo like, are you not understanding what I'm telling you?
Yeah.
Right,
well, not only that, but I feel like we talked about this, but not only like, the jokes, but also it's like, I'd be like, Nikki Blades, good morning. G-G-G-G-G, exclamation point. She'd be like, hey. I'm like, are you? Stop. Let me send this a voice note. Hey, are you good? Because it's like, what's?
Yeah, why?
And the thing, yeah, exactly. And the thing about it is, she'll send mad dry ass texts. And I'm like, let me wait for a voice note before I get irritated. And then the voice note's fine. It's chipper. Yeah. It's great. I'm like, God.
I was messaging this guy. And we had not FaceTimed or got on the phone yet. And he was like, I want to FaceTime you. I want to talk to you. And I was just like, yeah, okay. So we get on FaceTime and we're like laughing. It's funny. He's like, oh my God, you have a personality. Because you text like you need therapy. Like you are miserable. Everything is dry. I was like, oh, I'm just not really good at texting. He's like, well, you need to stop. Pick up the phone.
get good at it.
Get better. Yeah. It's like, okay, my bad.
Ah, Nikki Blades.
I know. I'm a dry texter. And I don't use emojis very well. I got like three. That's about it.
I feel like if you're not going to be expressive with your punctuation, the least you can do, there's a plethora of emojis you can use that can say so much.
Yeah.
Just throw a little something in there.
I feel like this is how girls talk to guys. Like, your texts are so dry. Like, what do you mean? I'm over here. I'm like, yes.
What? They only have those conversations when they're talking to men who don't like them. So sure. That's why it feels that way.
Yeah. I apologize. I am a shitty texter.
I appreciate that. It's also, you know, like, and the thing about it is me and Rick are very good texters.
You guys are.
And here's the thing. Me and Rick text like pretty much all day, every day.
Right? It's because of my mother, but we'll go back to that.
Oh, really?
She's one of those. Well, I put 8 emojis and you only put 3. God damn, man.
I remember one time you told me, fucking one time, because, you know, we have very, our sense of humor is dry. You feel me? So if it's not in person, it doesn't always translate. So we LOL after every fucking damn near everything. Mm. It'd be like, this is a very loose, this is a very fun environment. Okay? Yeah. And Rick told me one time he was texting this girl. She was like, you say LOL so much. Why you say LOL after everything? And he said one of his dry ass jokes, like just said it straight up. She was like, damn, are you mad? He was like, see.
This is why.
Point made.
She got it after that.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I try to be very, you know, if I'm not stretching out my words or using exclamation points, I try to be clear because I know that, you know, context can be taken the wrong way. Context. Whoa. Context.
The way you text is a con.
Whoa.
I need to be better. I really do. Because I be saying how I feel, and I put exclamation marks and not the LOLs. And I'm like, this is not supposed to be funny. I am not laughing right now. Anger.
If somebody, you do something to somebody, and they consider it something bad, wrong, they're texting you, but they send you the angry emoji. Do you feel bad, or do you feel like it's a... my bad type of situation?
I think it definitely takes away from the severity.
The actual anger.
Yeah. You can't be that mad. It's a little upset face. How cute.
Cuss word.
Angry. And a little explosion. Yeah. The head.
Oh man.
Or like fucking, my mom died.
You reply, laugh my ass off. Dang.
Dang. LOL. Lots of love. Lots of love,
dude. Oh, I don't even know how to be understanding somebody's emojis sometimes. I get ups. Like, if you send me a thumbs up, we're fighting. Like, automatic. Because that is the most... This, passive aggressive.
I get that. It depends. I think I would never send a thumbs up to a girl I was, like, courting.
Right. My ex used to do that all the time to piss me off. He knew exactly what he was doing. He's like, oh, she don't like this shit? Fuck you.
You know what? Here's what I don't like. I like that iMessage has the option to like punctuate the shit.
They're so dry.
They're so dry because it's either the ha-ha or the heart or the thumb. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I never want to use the thumb because I feel like it's that. Yeah. I feel like it's right? But also sometimes it's not a ha-ha.
So what's that face?
Yeah, so...
It's like you gotta either love... My like.
Yeah. Or send a fucking emoji. Yeah. And now they're left with, what do I do with this? Do I heart it?
If you getting thumbs, you probably did something.
I know.
Or your dry ass text called that. Because I've never just sent a thumb.
For no reason?
Yeah. If I'm sending a thumb, that means, all right, fuck
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That's your purpose. Right. Cool.
Yeah. Right. But to what you were saying when they put the, you know, the emphasis on the text.
Yeah.
The person who house sits my spot right now, they don't respond back. They just thumb it. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Will you be there on time? Am I asking you too many questions now? Yeah. I'm overthinking. Can you put a heart next to the ones that we know is okay?
That's
Can
so
we differentiate
fun.
These, please?
Now that I do when I'm talking to a woman that I feel might think I want to flirt with her, and
business.
I do not want to.
Very professional.
Yeah, and I don't want to make it seem like anything.
Yeah.
I'll do that type of shit.
I approve that.
So I should stop sending winky emojis to my assistant.
A little kissy heart faces? Oh, my God.
No. That's the conceited meme face.
Wait. The eggplant means stay healthy, right? Yeah. Oh, shit.
Good thing you ain't got HR.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm about to catch a suitcase emoji.
Because I told her, like, be healthy, stay hydrated. You know, little water drops.
Oh my God.
Eat your fruit. Grab like some peaches and stuff like that.
Yeah. Eat your fruit. I hope your pet cat is good.
Yeah. So what's the camera emoji mean?
Yeah. Oh God.
Yeah. You're like, well, let's unsend that. And then I hate that you can see what's unsent sometimes.
Yeah.
If you catch it right on time, you can, what'd you unsend? Yeah. So what do you guys think about the unsend? You'll be in a conversation with someone and then you can't see what they said, but it just says so-and-so unsent message.
Yeah, I don't deal with that either.
Okay.
Yeah. What be going on in your life, man?
I got a lot of different types of people that I speak to.
Maybe from him.
Okay.
And I know that means like it was either a typo or he figured out whatever he was asking or something like that. Like, I don't do too much.
I'll tell you how anal I am about this shit, man. So me and Rick are the type of people, we have like multiple conversations one, or we send like multiple videos to each other, but we also always make sure to give each video its own response. You know what I mean? So a couple times actually, Rick has sent me something and I will laugh at that and then I will send another message, which was supposed to be in reply to a private video.
Yeah, like, and it goes to that. Yeah.
It's under the wrong video. Yeah. Unsend.
I'll unsend that.
And but go back up.
But that's on Instagram. It don't tell you.
Not on.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, okay.
But on the text messages, it says it. And that I get how that will be like.
Annoying.
What the fuck? What would you say?
Yeah, because it couldn't. It could be merely, you know, the conversation isn't even that serious, but it still makes you go, what you saying?
Yeah, I got you.
Now I want to know. I talk to different groups of people, so I can see how you guys are always talking to each other. You understand each other's, like, texting styles. Mm-hmm. You get it. But then when you start to talk to people who are not in the bubble, you're like,
Nah, we talk to other people.
I feel like you guys really don't.
I absolutely do.
Oh, you do. That's true. Yeah. You talk to.
Now, I will tell you this. While on Instagram, like, because I don't have my notifications on, but if I'm there, I can see what's coming in. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll see a girl send a DM, and then when I go to check it, it's gone. Am I? What you have set up in there that you don't want me to see now? How you was feeling when you sent that message?
Do you go out of your way to be like, what'd you say?
Nah.
I do.
Leave it alone. If they don't say anything in replace of it, then I might ask.
Okay.
Or I might say, I seen you unsend that. What did it say? Yeah. And that, sometimes they tell me, sometimes they don't. But most of the time, it's like, they say something, they unsend it, then they send something else. So I just rock with whatever you felt like you want me to see.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a typo.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't trip on it.
Yeah. Hmm. Or maybe it was they had got kidnapped, and then they sent that, and the kidnapper was like, better unsend that shit. Yeah.
Oh, so that makes sense, because we'll be talking about, like, food or something, and then she'll just be like, I'm perfectly safe, by the way. Like, okay, cool.
Like, all right.
No need to come over again. It's okay forever.
So I'm perfectly safe, and I no longer want anything to do with you. Don't contact me again, and don't call the police if you don't see me posting. Yeah.
If you call the police, we're over. We're done. God. Oh shit! Nah, you know, texting is rough. Text etiquette, Nikki Blades. You know, step it up.
FaceTime is for now. Just FaceTime me.
Well, let me ask you this, Nikki Blades.
Yes, sir.
Do you like an out the blue FaceTime call?
Only certain people get that.
Okay.
You guys can FaceTime call whenever. If we are just talking and you want to test, because I feel like that's a test. If you don't text somebody, be like, hey, I'm gonna call you, even if it's on the phone, I'm like, what are you trying to find out? But if I like the person, I'll pick it up.
Yeah.
Even though I'm kind of like, hey, you should probably send a text before just because I don't, you know, you don't know. But yeah.
I could be fucking.
Nah.
But I just, you know, the unsolicited FaceTime always feels like it's a test.
Yeah.
I think if someone knows me in real life, they know that I hate an unsolicited FaceTime call. So if they're doing that, I feel like, oh, this is serious. Okay. Let me pick up, right? Because Rick's not going to FaceTime me unless it's some fucking business shit that he needs answers for immediately, or the shit's too long to voice note.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I FaceTime people for the pettiest shit. It's like, I need to ask you a question, and I need to know that you are not Googling the answer to it. So let me look at you when I ask you this.
I need to see your face.
Question.
Do y'all, don't answer out loud if you know the answer.
Okay.
Do y'all know where Rome is?
Yes.
You do?
Okay.
Do you?
Now I'm doubting it, but why? Go on.
Because I did not, and I didn't know that I did not until I found out where it was. I was like, oh, shit, is there? And then somebody shamed me for it as if I was just supposed to know. Like, what the fuck I need to know about Rome for? But you know where Rome is.
Greece.
No.
Italy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah. See, I thought Greece.
I thought Athens for some reason.
I thought Greece as well.
Okay.
But no, it's in Italy.
Rome isn't in Greece?
It's no.
In Italy.
Because you think Roman Empire.
Greek.
And that makes you think of Greek and all that shit. Yeah, yeah, but no, apparently it's in fucking Italy.
I was in between. I was like, if it's not Greece, it's Italy.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that until someone said it. And I was like, no, somebody was like, I'm going to Rome. And then they was like, oh, yeah, something Italy. Something. And I realized a lot of people always say, like, they're going to Rome. And they're going to Italy. I'm like, are they really close to each other or something? But I had no idea.
Oh,
and not like I feel like nobody should know
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. I was shamed. Like, damn, I didn't know that. But somebody made me feel like it's just something everybody knows.
Nah, I mean, no, I wouldn't say all okay. that. Yeah. I definitely understand the miss, the because I thought I knew, but I really didn't. I did it kind of, but didn't.
Do y'all know where Mount Everest is?
Nah.
No.
Wait, don't tell me. Delaware.
No. You're thinking of Mount Rushmore.
Oh.
And that is not where I thought it was either. It's in...
Colorado.
One of the Dakotas.
Oh.
I do believe. No. Fuck, I forget.
Okay.
Mount Elsinore.
But Mount Everest is in Nepal.
What?
What?
Oh, wait. Mount Everest, the tallest mountain in the world.
Yeah.
You know what? You know it's like how you ask it. Now I feel like I don't know.
I just know where it is.
But for some reason, I feel like I don't know when you're asking me like it's a trick question, okay. Even though it's not.
Okay, no.
But it feels like it.
I feel like if I would have sat on that and stewed in it, I would have been like, yes, the tallest mountain in the world. I know it's in the fucking Nepalese, Tibetan shit area, right? But Everest had me thinking, this is America.
Yeah, because it's an American-ass name or whatever.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
Yeah, I just wondered. Oh. No, because I also didn't know that. Like, I didn't know that either.
You got more questions for us?
But after the Rome shit happened, the girl who shamed me...
Yeah.
I found out the Everest shit, and I was like, I bet she don't fucking know that.
Like, tip for tat.
Acting like
right
I'm supposed to just know where Rome is. Because she was like, Rome is so talked about. Like, anybody else?
Wow.
Nah, so I was like, all right, Mount Everest is really talked about.
Yeah.
FaceTime me real quick.
Oh, okay.
It's like, I don't need to see your face, but let me see your hands.
Yeah.
So falls at the ceiling, her hands are like this.
Oh,
I was like,
God.
Where is Mount Everest? And don't you move them hands.
But wait, Nepal isn't in Delaware?
So, yes, it is.
Nah, I feel like it's a lot of shit like that. I mean, especially when you get put on the spot, you know what I'm saying? That you kind of know, but then when it comes right down to it, especially with Rome, it's like, it feels like it's its own entity, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was a country in Europe.
Right, right, right.
Well, that's why Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader exists, because it seems like questions we should all know the answers to, and it's like, oh, I don't.
It gets pushed out. You have to learn so much.
So much.
Over time.
Oh, my God.
Shit back then that you have no use for gets pushed out.
What? Like, basic math.
Like, look, if I want to go to Rome, the plane going to get me there.
Right.
I don't need to know the directions to Rome.
You really got me thinking about that shit, man. Like,
but what? Things you don't know?
Nah, about Rome and Italy.
Oh my God, you're still stuck on that?
The funny part is, you know how they say Roma in Italy. I thought that was completely different than Rome.
Oh.
But it's just saying it in what? I guess Italian? I guess, I don't know. But I was like, God damn, I don't know shit.
What?
Huh.
Wow.
Well, I'll tell you, this is something I learned when I was in Europe. Did y'all know that schnitzel? Schnitzel is not a fucking sausage.
Yeah.
And pretzels? What are...
No, schnitzel is like, it's like bread fried, like coating flat piece of fucking chicken and shit.
Oh, it's chicken?
Yeah.
What the hell?
It's like chicken or pork.
Then what the hell is Wiener Schnitzel?
It's just
putting words together.
Yeah. What?
To make it sound German and shit.
Haagen-Dazs. Not real.
Yeah, that's from America.
Just a made up thing.
Oh, it's not even, doesn't even mean anything?
Nope. Lululemon.
What was that supposed to mean?
Don't mean shit. It's racist. Go look it up.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah.
Well.
Wow.
That's such a funny name to pick to be racist with. Like, there's so many other words you could use.
Oh, yes, that.
Yeah, that.
Yes, yes,
yeah.
Yes, forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. We forget about it because the leggings are so nice.
Yeah, they make guy stuff too.
They do.
But I stopped buying that. No, I don't care.
I go to Amazon. Amazon got everything. Don't be racist, Amazon, please. Because I like buying them.
Amazon calls it room.
It's spelled out phonetically like that. Well, but speaking of which, speaking of both of those coming together, my mom was like, mom was like, can you get me this thing? And I was like, yeah, where? She was like, Amazon. This Amazon. Amazon. I was like, what's that? She's like, Amazon. It's a store. Amazon. I was like, what is that, mom?
Oh, shit. Oh, that's awesome.
All right, y'all. Hey, thank you for watching another episode of the No Chaser Podcast. Be nice. Be nice to your parents and each other. Take care of yourself and each other. Rest in peace, Jerry Springer. Make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, all that bullshit. I'm Tim Chantharoxu.
I'm Ricky Shucks.
I'm Nikki.
Bye.